Chapter 7. Unable to find much dry wood on the ground, Cole broke lower branches directly off the trees and fed the fire. The fire smoked heavily and stung his eyes whenever it drifted his way, but at least it helped keep away the swarms of bloodthirsty mosquitoes. As he gathered more wood for the night, Cole glanced over at Garvey's blanket lying on the ground. The atau would come in handy tonight if it got cold. Satisfied with the pile of wood he had gathered, Cole settled in beside the smoky, sputtering flames and gazed out toward the mouth of the bay. Suddenly, flashes of black and white sliced the water. Cole spotted the glistening keel-like fins of an orca whale guiding her young calf along the shoreline in search of food. Both surfaced repeatedly for breaths. Chuffs of air from their blowholes broke the still air. Cole ignored the orcas and kept tending the fire. He watched the thick white smoke drift upward like a twisted ribbon dissolving into the sky. His cheek muscles tightened, and a dull anger glazed his eyes. He felt wearier than he had ever felt before. With his hands in tight fists, he closed his eyes and shook his head back and forth, trying to clear the anger and pressure from his mind. He wanted to think straight. He needed to think straight. When Cole opened his eyes once more, his breath caught. The bear had reappeared. Beside the water, not 100 yards away, the spirit bear stood watching him with a fearless and passive stare. "You maggot!" Cole yelled, leaping to his feet. "I'll kill you!" He searched the ground and found the charred knife blade. He needed more than a knife. Turning his back on the bear, he walked up to the trees to find a thin, straight sapling to make a spear. As he searched, he carefully avoided the thistly devil's club. When he found the perfect sapling, he hacked it off with the knife blade and sharpened the end. Balancing the spear in his hand, he nodded with satisfaction, then returned to the fire and rested the spear against a tree. Again, the spirit bear had vanished, but it didn't matter. If it showed its ugly face again now, it was dead. Cole hung close to the fire the rest of the day and fed the damp wood into the flames, purposely using the smoke to help drive off mosquitoes. By late afternoon, his eyes stung, and he scratched irritably at a dozen puffy bites. Hunger knotted his stomach, but he ignored the craving. Instead, he hiked to the stream and drank his belly full. He kept the knife and the spear by his side. As darkness settled, the spirit bear failed to show itself again. Cole cut boughs off the spruce trees and fashioned a mattress beside the fire. He huddled under the atau, curling into a fetal position to keep warm. This day had been easy. Surviving on this island would have been a piece of cake had he wanted to stay, especially with supplies. Cole rolled onto his back and gazed up at the sky. Stars glistened overhead like frozen fireworks. Curtains of northern lights out over the bay danced wildly under the Big Dipper. Cole turned his head and stared into the black nothingness of the shrouded woods. That was how he felt inside. Empty. There was no beauty. For 2 hours, his mind roiled with turbulent thoughts before he fell into a restless, tortured sleep. Cole awoke during the night to hear strange noises deep in the trees. A loud splash sounded in the bay. He sat up and restoked the fire. As he coaxed the flames higher, his thoughts again focused on escape. This time, his escape would end differently. He would leave midday, right after high tide. By the time he cleared the bay, the receding current would help wash him away from the island. Then it would be easy to make it to the next island. Still planning his escape, Cole again drifted off to sleep. The next time he awoke, he opened his eyes to an eerie stillness. It was as if the sky were holding its breath. The little sounds that normally filled the night air had quieted. Cole sat up and peered toward the blackness of the tree cover. Was the spirit bear prowling in the shadows just beyond view? "You mangy dog!" Cole shouted into the night. The night remained still.